Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, The Regulated Bitch Calm the Chaos, Let Go of Control, and Master Emotional Regulation by Gwen Taylor is a practical self-help guide in the Regulated Woman series, aimed primarily at women dealing with emotional overload, burnout, caregiving pressure, and the constant mental load of daily life. The book positions emotional regulation not as a polished ideal of permanent calm, but as a usable skill for real households, real stress, and imperfect circumstances. Taylor writes from a perspective shaped by burnout, perfectionism, overthinking, and people-pleasing, which gives the book a direct and grounded tone. Its purpose is to help readers soften reactive patterns, calm the nervous system, release excessive control, and build habits that create steadiness rather than another demanding routine. The emphasis is practical and validating the reader is not treated as broken, but is overwhelmed and in need of workable tools for responding rather than reacting. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, emotional regulation is presented as steadiness rather than constant calm. A central idea in The Regulated Bitch is that emotional regulation does not mean becoming serene, detached, or unaffected by stress. Taylor frames regulation as the ability to notice emotional activation, pause long enough to regain choice, and respond with more clarity than the moment initially allows. This distinction matters because many readers in the target audience are not living in quiet or predictable conditions. They may be parenting, managing household responsibilities, carrying invisible labor, or navigating exhaustion. A model of regulation based on perfect calm would be unrealistic and potentially shaming. By defining the goal as steadiness inside the body, the book makes regulation more accessible. The reader is encouraged to move from emotional chaos toward a workable middle ground where feelings still exist but do not take complete control. This approach also shifts the focus from personality change to capacity building. The problem is not that the reader is too emotional, but that her system has been overloaded for too long without support. Secondly, the nervous system is treated as the starting point for changing reactions. The book emphasizes calming the nervous system before trying to solve every external problem. This is a practical sequence because emotionally reactive moments often feel urgent, absolute, and difficult to reason through. When the body is in a state of fight or flight, a person may interpret normal stress as threat, overcorrect by controlling others, or collapse into guilt and self-criticism. Taylor therefore directs attention toward the body as the place where emotional regulation begins. Although the book is not presented as a clinical manual, it uses the common self-help idea that internal steadiness makes clearer decisions possible. The value of this focus is that it gives readers something immediate to work with even when the surrounding chaos remains unchanged. Calming the system does not erase responsibilities, conflict, or fatigue, but it can reduce the speed and intensity of reactions. The book treats this reduction as meaningful progress, especially for women who have been living in chronic alertness and emotional cleanup mode. Thirdly, letting go of control is linked to burnout, perfectionism, and overfunctioning. Taylor connects emotional dysregulation with the habit of trying to control outcomes, people, schedules, and appearances. In the context of the book, control is not simply a flaw. It is often a survival strategy developed by women who have felt responsible for keeping everything together. Perfectionism, overfunctioning, and constant monitoring may create a temporary sense of safety, but they also intensify exhaustion because the reader remains mentally on duty at all times. The book invites readers to examine the cost of this pattern rather than judging themselves for it. Letting go of control does not mean neglecting responsibilities or becoming passive. It means separating what genuinely requires attention from what is being managed out of fear, guilt, or the need to prevent discomfort. This is one of the more important practical implications of the book. Emotional regulation is not only about calming after a reaction, but also about reducing the pressure that repeatedly triggers reactions. The path to steadiness requires loosening the impossible standard of managing everything flawlessly. Fourthly, boundary setting is framed as regulation rather than selfishness. The book treats boundaries as a core tool for emotional steadiness, especially for women who are accustomed to people-pleasing or absorbing the needs of others. Taylor links the inability to set limits with chronic resentment, overwhelm, and reactive emotional cycles. Without boundaries, the reader may keep saying yes, keep anticipating everyone else, and then feel guilty or explosive when her own capacity is exceeded. By framing boundaries as regulation, the book makes them less about conflict and more about preserving internal stability. A boundary is not presented as a dramatic declaration or a punishment, but as a practical limit that prevents the nervous system from being pushed past its available resources. This perspective is especially relevant for readers who associate boundaries with being unkind or difficult. The book suggests that guilt may appear when old patterns are interrupted, but guilt does not automatically mean the boundary is wrong. The practical reasoning is clear: a person who protects her capacity is more able to respond calmly, communicate honestly, and remain present without silently deteriorating. Lastly, the book favors small, realistic habits over another demanding routine. A notable feature of the regulated bitch is its resistance to presenting emotional regulation as a complex lifestyle overhaul. The book explicitly speaks to readers who may already feel burdened by routines, expectations, and self-improvement pressure. Instead of adding an elaborate system, it focuses on relief, recognition, and repeatable practices that can fit into ordinary life. This matters because the target reader is often depleted, not merely uninformed. A highly structured program might create more failure pressure for someone already struggling with burnout and perfectionism. Taylor therefore emphasizes grounded tools and small changes that help readers notice limits, reduce reactivity, and build steadiness over time. The book also fits within the broader Regulated Woman series, where burnout recovery and emotional regulation are treated as connected stages. The implication is that regulation is not a single breakthrough but a habit pattern developed through repeated moments of self-awareness and course correction. Its practicality comes from recognizing that sustainable regulation must work in imperfect conditions, not only during quiet reflection. In conclusion, The Regulated Bitch is best suited for women who feel emotionally stretched by caregiving, motherhood, household management, work pressure, people-pleasing, or the expectation that they must keep functioning while quietly falling apart. Readers looking for a clinical treatment manual or a research-heavy psychology text may find it too direct and practical, but those seeking accessible guidance for daily emotional overload are likely to benefit from its grounded framing. The practical benefit lies in helping readers identify the links between nervous system stress, control, guilt, boundary failure, and reactive behavior. Intellectually, the book offers a useful reframing of emotional regulation as capacity management rather than personality correction. Compared with many self-help books in the emotional wellness category, it stands out through its blunt, informal positioning and its focus on women who are not trying to become perfectly calm but simply want to stop living in constant fight or flight. Its distinction is not in presenting a novel scientific theory, but in translating familiar regulation concepts into language that feels direct, validating, and realistic for overwhelmed readers. The book is especially useful for those who need permission to reduce pressure, set limits, and build steadiness without turning healing into another performance standard. If you would like to support Gwen Taylor, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.